KPP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. One American is known to be dead in a terrorist attack on a hotel in Mali. The assault on the hotel comes a week after the deadly attacks in Paris. President Obama calls the attack in Mali a reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens many nations. He says the victims of this attack were people who were committed to peace in the region.
These were innocent people who had everything to live for. And they will be remembered for the joy and love that they brought to the world.
The UN Security Council condemned the attack in Mali and expressed support to officials there in their fight against terrorism. Deputy UN Ambassador Michelle Cezanne.
Behind these outrages rests a violent ideology of hate. Groups like ISIL and al-Nusra Front know what they're doing. They perpetrate atrocities to advance a hateful worldview.
In Washington, Democrats are calling for legislation to keep potential terrorists from buying guns. They want the restrictions for people who are on the government's terrorist watch list. A vigil Friday evening in Minneapolis as police precinct to remember a black man who was fatally shot by an officer almost a week ago. Several speakers called for unity and justice in the wake of Jamar Clark shooting. Meantime, federal officials are backing up local police who have refused to release videos of the shooting. They say the release of any information, including the video, would be extremely detrimental to their investigation. The outbreak of E. coli linked to Chipotle restaurants in the Pacific Northwest is now believed to have infected people in six states. An attorney for some of the people who have been sickened says this does not mean the outbreak is spreading.
What the CDC is now telling us is that they've now counted new additional cases in these states, but that they are linked back to the same time frame as the Washington and Oregon.
Investigators have still not said which specific ingredient in Chipotle foods may be responsible. This is AP Radio News. The first significant wintry storm of the season is making its way across the northern plains and upper Midwest. That storm is forecast to bring up to a foot of snow to some areas. Iowa and northern Illinois are bracing for some of the largest snowfalls. Federal officials are expected to announce Saturday recommendations for the registration of drones.
The FAA is hoping to create what they call a culture of responsibility. They think if people have to register their drones and give them an identification number, that they'll take more care not to fly where they shouldn't fly.
AP's Joan Lowy says the drones include those who could weigh as little as half a pound. Volkswagen's emissions cheating scandal has widened. The EPA is saying the automaker used software to cheat on pollution tests on more six-cylinder diesel vehicles than originally thought. Earlier this month, regulators accused VW of installing so-called defeat device software on about 10,000 cars. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.